How you guys doing?
Saquon, obviously this is a very, you know, deep draft class. Just curious, what do you view as your strengths heading into the NFL?
Some of my strengths that I think that I'm a versatile player. I think I showed on film that I can run the ball. I can run in between tackles, outside of tackles. I can catch the ball at the backfield. I can pass block. Even can play some special teams. And that's something that I try to continue to grow in my game and continue to be a complete player.
Saquon, you had a lot of runs in your career that were big time plays. Where does the Rose Bowl run, the big long touchdown run, kind of rank in your memory? And what else do you remember about that day and that game?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl game was amazing. The Rose Bowl just did a great job with both teams. The whole week was fantastic. It was an awesome time. And yeah, that run was a special run, especially because of the significance of the game and the history behind the Rose Bowl. So that run definitely one of my favorite runs I ever had. But obviously, it don't really matter because at the end of the day, we didn't win that game. So it would have been more special if we would have came out with a W.
Saquon, did you come in a little pick in the draft and the fourth overall pick? What are your thoughts on going to the Browns if they were to take you either at 1 or 4?
That would be awesome. Any team. Any team that want to draft me and is blessing me with the opportunity to play for their franchise is a blessing to me, you know. You grow up as a little kid dreaming of playing the NFL, and you're going to have the opportunity, and the team's going to pick you. So if it's the Browns, if it's the Giants, or wherever I get drafted, I'm going to come in with my head low and ready to work.
Would you want that challenge of trying to turn a team around that's won one game in 2 years?
Yeah, that's awesome. Something bigger than you. If you go to a team like that, and obviously they had some rough years, but I think they're a couple pieces away. They do have a lot of young talent. Bringing in a new offensive coordinator. They are a good team. If you look at the schedule, obviously they won one game, but they're in a lot of games. So you want to be part of something like that. That's something that's bigger than yourself. That's something that you leave a legacy, being part of something special.
You get caught up in whether you're the best non-quarterback in the draft, the best player in the draft. How do you look at that?
I really don't look too much into that. Something that I believe in and something that I learned at Penn State is you got to control what you can control. And at the end of the day, if you get focused on that stuff, you take away from yourself. So I'm just focused on coming out here and try to dominate this combine, getting to know the guys, and when I'm working out, push myself and push the guys I'm working out with every single day and try to get better. No, I wouldn't think so. I played around 230 last year. I ranged anywhere from 228 to 230, 32. You in here for 2 days, sitting down a little bit, eating a lot of food and meeting with a lot of teams, not really moving. I guess you could say I weighed a little heavier than what I usually do. But I weighed in at 232.6 when I looked down, and that's something I feel comfortable playing at and feel comfortable running. My running style is, like I said, I try to be a versatile player. I'm very confident in myself. I feel like whether the ball's on the 99-yard line or the 1-yard line, I can find a way to get in the end zone. And, I can do it all. I feel like I can go over top of you. I can beat you with speed. I can beat you with some wiggle. I can run through you. That's something that I continue to try to prove on every single day, too. Back at Penn State, Coach Huff challenged us to have a two-belt and challenge us to try to develop your two-belt. And that's why I watch film from a lot of great backs, like the Bells, the Gurleys, the Elliots, and try to take part of the game and add to mine.
Saquon, with the Giants picking so high, what would you envision an offense could look like with you, Odell Beckham, Evan Engram?
Yeah, I've asked that question a couple times. With the Giants picking at number two, if I was fortunate enough to go to a team like that, if I had the success that I had in college football and God blessed me with the success in the NFL, I think that would be a good fit also. Any team in my mind would be a good fit. Any team that want to pick me in my mind would be a good fit. But you look at that team, last year they were in a lot of games too and they had a lot of injuries. But you got guys like Odell, that tight end, Sterling Shepard, a quarterback that's established and proven himself and got 2 Super Bowl rings. And if I was fortunate enough to go to a team like that and have the success I had in college football, I think that would also be another good fit.
Would you be disappointed if you were not a top 5 pick in draft?
No. I am a competitor, and I love competing. But when my mindset is that, I don't care if I'm drafted 1, 5, 72, or the last pick. I'm going to come in with my head low, ready to work, and that's not going to change me. That's why wherever team drafts me, you're going to get the same person. You're going to get a guy that's going to be a competitor, a guy who's passionate about the game. Even though I'm a rookie, I'm going to try to be a leader, best of my ability, and just continue to work.
Saquon, when did the football dream start for you?
My football dream started for me when I can remember when I was around 7, 8 years old. But my dad had been telling me, I've been saying I want to play in the NFL since I was 2. I was a New York Jets fan growing up, and my dad said I used to sit there at a very young age and watch football with him and tell him I'm going to play for that team one day. And I'm living a dream now. It's awesome being here and obviously being around these guys. And like you said, I think someone said it earlier, this group of running backs is from top to bottom. It's excellent. There's a lot of talent, and being around them and be able to live your dream and hopefully be able to make that promise I made to my mom when I was a little kid at one point and buy her house one day. Yeah, that backfield, that's another good fit, I feel like. Like I said, any team that drafts me and picks me, I feel like that I could adapt, and I feel like I could be a good fit. And Andrew Luck is a great quarterback. Obviously, he didn't play last year because of injuries, but if you look at the seasons before, his success speaks for himself. And I never obviously got to meet him or got to meet any really bad in the NFL, really. But any team that wants to draft me, I would love to be there. It gives you confidence. It gives you a lot of confidence, especially Ezekiel Elliott. A guy like Ezekiel Elliott, he's very talented and arguably top five. You could argue number one running back in the NFL. And he came from the same division, the same conference I came from, in the Big Ten. And he had a lot of success in the Big Ten, and I was able to have a lot of success in the Big Ten. And his game was able to translate to the next level, and I hope the same for mine. The Jets drafted me. Yes, I am. I was a Jets fan growing up, but, you know, right now you're kind of neutral. You're very neutral because if the Jets draft me, the Giants, any team, it's going to be a blessing. No matter what team drafts you, you're never going to forget that moment, the time when your name gets called and you walk up on that stage and you hang up that, you pick up that jersey. And that's something that everyone here has dreamed about since they was a little kid. And any team draft me is going to be special. It's going to be a special moment in my life, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Some of the people that I like watching run when I was younger. Obviously, I wasn't I was alive for the last 2 years, but I wasn't old enough to watch him run. Barry Sanders. Definitely with technology today and YouTube and all these highlight videos and stuff like that, at a young age, I was able to see the things that he was able to do on the football field. And that guy is, I think, I don't even need to say anything. He's spectacular. He's an awesome runner, and that was a great guy that I looked up to growing up, not only on the field, off the field. The way he carried himself, he was humble. When he scored a touchdown, he had the ball to the ref. If you look at his football life, he's carrying cups to his old offensive lineman, and I think that's what a running back should be about. And I think that's what our position should be about, and I try to model myself after that. And people in the game today, I've never wanted to be like anybody. That's something that my dad taught me growing up. Never want to be like someone, be the next you. And but I am a fan of the game. I am a fan of position, and I watch everyone, and I try to take pieces part of the game and add to mine, and try to be the most complete player I possibly could be.
When you look at other running backs, like in the past, you say, oh, I can do that, I can do that. Was there a guy when you look at him, go, I can't do that?
That's a good question. There has been some plays where guys have done things, and I'm like, wow, like, that's amazing. Like, Alvin Kamara did something last year. He like caught a screen and like, he got tackled, but he didn't fall. Like, he like put his hand on the ground and like kind of spun and rotated and walked into the end zone. And that was one of those plays. I was like, that's something I haven't done yet. And, I would never say that I can't do anything. That's something that I'm definitely going to challenge myself to do. And guys like Le'Veon Bell, you're watching him run routes out the backfield and moving him outside to the slide and even outside line, the route running, his ability. But my mindset is to never say I can't do that. And that's something that I'm going to watch and I'm gonna challenge myself to try and improve and get as comfortable I am, as comfortable as I can get with that. Yeah. Yes, sir. Pass protection is definitely important at this level, and you want to be a complete back, and you want to be a back that's on the field for all three downs, and that's something that I had to do at college. My freshman year, I definitely did struggle with that a lot. I'm not where I want to be, obviously. I'm not satisfied with any part of my game. And that's something that I look forward to grow to, but I did have to do that, and my coach that I had at college, Coach Huff, did an unbelievable job with growing me and developing me as a better player. cool. I think obviously the God-given talent was there, but he helped shape me mentally also. Seeing the field, seeing the game, seeing defensive schemes and safety rotations and tendencies and what to look for. And I definitely grew from my freshman year into my junior year now, and that's something that I look forward to and a challenge I'm looking forward to take on next level.
When you chose Penn State, they were at a different state than they are now as a program. Do you take pride in what you accomplished as Trace McSorley, the next guy to kind of assume your mantle as the face of the program?
When I never viewed myself as the face of Penn State. And, I think there's multiple guys at that university that did an unbelievable job. Even guys before the last two great years we had. Keeping that program, keeping that university intact. And obviously, after everything happened, Bill O'Brien came through, and he did an unbelievable job. And a lot of those guys were walk-ons, and Christian Hackenberg came, and Christian Hackenberg did a great job and set the standard and set the standard and made you want to come to a school like that, you know? Obviously, when he asked a question about the rounds earlier, it's something bigger than yourself. You want to be part of something bigger than yourself. And, even though unfortunately we weren't able to win a national championship, but we were able to get a Big Ten championship and help get that thing turned around, that's bigger than yourself. But that's something that you leave a legacy and people are going to talk about for a long time to come. I have not been able to meet OB yet here. But yeah, when I was in 10th grade, I went up there for, I was 11th grade actually, I think. I went up there for the Michigan Penn State game, and it went into like four overtimes, and it's one of the greatest games ever played at Beaver Stadium. And at the time, it was Bill O'Brien. He's still Bill O'Brien. I'm nervous to meet him in the office, and I watch, obviously I was a Jets fan, and see what he did with the Patriots, and it was just at that moment, like, wow, I'm really meeting Bill O'Brien, and I was fortunate enough to meet him, and did something to impress him, because the following week, he offered me a scholarship, and I'm grateful for him, and he's the first person from Penn State to offer me. Obviously, I committed a little later on with James Franklin, but I'm so thankful to be able to meet a guy like that. My uncle I ran with a three-time champ in three different weight classes. That's a special accomplishment. My dad was a boxer too, made to the Golden Gloves, kind of threw a punch, messed up his shoulder, didn't have the right money, I guess you'd say, to fix himself. But I did box a little bit growing up, but I just love football. It's something that when I was a little kid, I just always wanted to do. My dad did try to put me in a little bit of boxing and did throw the gloves with me, and I did go to gyms and train a little bit. And that's something I actually look forward to trying in the NFL. I think a boxing workout is a great workout. It keeps you in shape and keeps your body physically in shape. It's going to help you for the NFL season. And right now, I'm a rookie, and I'm still trying to figure out the steps into the NFL and picking pieces and from talking to vets and stuff like that. And, but as I get longer in my career and get more comfortable in my career, that's something I look forward to taking on.
I think it makes you be to look at different teams, and even though you'd be willing to go anywhere and say, oh man, if this team signed Kirk Cousins and brought me in, like, that'd be awesome, or if they draft this guy and bring me into, is it human nature to kind of run through potential scenarios like that?
You kind of have to, especially in today's age. I'm very active on social media, so I see a lot of mock this and mock that, but you can't get caught up in it, you know? If you get caught up in it, like I say, you take away from yourself and you're taking away from your craft, and you only can control what you can control. I can't control what the Browns do. I can't control what the Jets, the Giants, the Colts, and so on do. I can control what I do. I can control how I come and work every single day. I control how I work out, my work ethic, how I lead. And so I do see those stuff like that, and it is human nature, because in today's age and being active on social media, but you can't get focused on that. Yeah, that's something that I'm very, very proud of. From my freshman year to my junior year, I increased my receptions every year. That's a challenge that I was taking on, and my coaches and Coach Franklin challenged me to take that on. And I think that's where the game is going. You know, if you want to be elite, you want to be elite. If you break down the running backs and you break down the top five backs, all those guys can catch the ball at the backfield. All those guys are special with the ball in hand. And that's something I strive to be. That's something I drive to be. I want to be one of the best. And obviously, you got to respect the people that did it before you and the people that are doing it now and learn from them. And you've seen those guys and how they're dominating games, not only running the ball, but catching the ball in the backfield. You definitely want to take on that challenge and continue to grow. And obviously, like I said, I'm not satisfied with any part of my game. I want to continue to grow, catching the ball, and hopefully be able to show that I can run routes. I ran routes in college a little bit, but it was more of a will, be, and I want to show that I can actually run a 0-9 route tree. The impact that I can have is, so I can't see the future, and I can't sit here and say I'm going to rush with this amount of yards and I'm going to have this amount of touchdowns. I don't know. That's all on God's plan and what he has for me. But what I do know is that I'm going to come to a team and I'm going to work. I'm going to work, and that's something that I've been doing since my sophomore, junior high school, is working and pushing myself and pushing others and pushing my teammates and continue to try to be a leader and be a competitor. And at the end of the day, if I'm able to do all those things, the rest will take care of itself. Thank you.
Thank you guys.